I thought the Phoenix light jumps were a nauseating experience. Gatsby's ship is horrible. This may be the first time I'm actually missing our ship.
I knew you'd come around eventually. But I totally agree. This is an incredibly bad way to travel.
I'm just grateful to not be even more chill than my normal persona.
As receptive as Kuiper and Zwicky were, I was getting pretty annoyed. But no matter now, we got your antidote and it apparently worked.
Yeah. I'm feeling like my old self again. I'm really happy to not turn out like Captain Case. Oh man, that guy was scary.
You know, I wonder whatever happened to him, and if we'll ever see him again. You know, you would have been a really awesome supervillain.
You mean like Victor Freeze?
It's incredible one really, really bad decision in casting for a Batman movie would be talked about millennia later.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. Too soon?
Nope. Plenty of time. Just not funny.
Give me a break. I was almost a member of the Icy Undead. I think my synapses are still a little bit frosty.
I'm going to let that one go, considering everything you've been through. Have you checked out the menu from the Buttermilky Way Cafe? The food looks absolutely amazing.
I think I'm going to start with the cinnamon sugar lembas.
You're totally going to fill up on that. I think I'm going to treat myself to a cocktail. Ooh, they have Maloko Plus.
You can't drink while we're working.
I'm sure it's just milk with flavoring.
Well, my main course has to be rehydrated pizza. I never got any at the Space Timeshare scam.
That wasn't a scam. Look at everything we learned from that pamphlet. Anyway, why would you dehydrate a perfectly good pizza?
Because shrinking food by taking water out of it and then reintroducing the same amount of water to return it to its original size just makes for a good movie. I mean, a good meal.
You've obviously never had astronaut ice cream.
Astronaut ice cream? They made ice cream out of the primitive space travelers from ancient Earth?
No, it was the ice cream the astronauts took into space.
Oh.
It was freeze-dried to survive the trip.
Phew. I knew the primitive Earthlings had some barbaric traditions, like processing and then burning the remains of long-dead animals. Man, I could go for a burger right now. But I thought ice cream made from people might be a bit far.
Oh, all this food talk is making me pretty hungry. Want to listen to a Serenibyte to take our mind off of our rumbling bellies until we make it to brunch?
Sure, but I don't think we have any more.
Oh, my unobservant fellow space traveler. Captain Fisk had some other bottles lying around. The match to the sleeping serum had the same cap with another Serenibyte. The serum in that bottle was a cure for the uncommon cold.
What about the common cold?
Well, there are other things for that. Anyway, I nabbed the gym when Fisk wasn't looking.
You go ahead and fire it up. While it's loading, I'm going to decide on dessert.
And that's how, with the proper proportions of Perrier and potassium, a spy could walk right through a metal detector, but have a potent, powerful projectile.
Were you trying to alliterate that much?
Possibly. And we're back, broadcasting from our studio on the pale blue dot we call Earth. We've got a great short for you today.
That's right, Matt. Today we discuss all things alchemy. Friedrich Nietzsche, German writer and philosopher, had said, "I deny morality as I deny alchemy." He didn't believe in alchemy, and neither do I.
He doesn't think morality exists?
Moving on. Alchemy can be defined as a medieval chemical science and speculative philosophy aiming to achieve the transmutation of the base metals into gold, the discovery of a universal cure for disease, and the discovery of a means of indefinitely prolonging life. It's a hard ask for a pseudoscience.
Yes, indeed.
So, areas of study. Chrysopoeia. This is the term for attempting to turn other golds into metal. Strike that, reverse it, turning other metals into gold. The term is literally translated from Greek as gold making. Panacea, this is Greek goddesses of universal remedy, and this part of alchemy attempts to create a universal cure for any illness.
Like the Holy Grail.
Yeah, the Holy Grail. This is connected to The Search for an Elixir of Immortality, Another Study of Alchemy.
You're an alchemist. Make gold of that. That was said by William Shakespeare, an English writer.
Did you seriously just refer to the bard as an English writer?
Well, it's not technically incorrect.
No, but that's like calling Michael Jordan a basketball player, or Wayne Gretzky a hockey player, or Elvis Presley a singer.
Still not following.
Are we just a podcast?
Well, yeah.
I can't talk to you anymore right now.
Moving on. Alchemical terminology.
I'm done talking.
There is some lingo that is specific to alchemy. Dragon's blood. That was actually the substance mercury sulfide because it was black and flammable.
Reagan.
The what? The black. One day you'll be free of the virus, my friend. The black dragon, which is simply powdered lead. Aqua vitae, which is Latin for water of life.
Isn't that a bottled water that we have now? Aqua vita?
Is it spelled the same way?
Sort of similar.
Okay, well, that's not the same.
Well, without the E at the end.
So, yeah.
Aqua vita.
Not the same.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is commonly used to refer to high-end alcohol nowadays, by the way, not just bottles of water. And when I was in Ireland, they used the term ishkabaha, which is Gaelic for basically the same thing. It means water of life, but in Ireland, that specifically refers to whiskey. My kind of people. Now, the word alchemy itself is a French term used in medieval Latin, but is originally derived from a late Greek word and an article.
Like someone wrote a story about it.
No, like the, a, or an.
The what?
The word the.
Is this a who's on first situation?
Exactly. A.
Reagan.
Anyway, the combination of the article and the Greek word are thought to have combined to mean the process of transmutation by which to fuse or reunite with the divine or original form.
There is an argument that the term is Egyptian and could mean the Egyptian science. There is a similar ancient Egyptian word that refers to the color black, as well as the country of Egypt itself, which could explain the reference of Egyptian black arts. At its essence, art is an alchemical process. Alchemy is a process of transformation. Julia Cameron, American Renaissance woman, including pigeon financier.
I gave you that one on purpose.
I appreciate that. The roots of the practice itself seem to have arisen independently in three different areas: China, the Indian subcontinent, and an area in the West that encompasses Greece, parts of the Roman Empire, and Egypt.
Now, the ancient Indian text, the Veda, links gold to eternal life.
Sell it gold!
That's Dutch.
Yes.
There are two types of people in this world I despise. People that are intolerant of other people's cultures.
And the Dutch.
Another Indian text.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, he was such a candidate. Another Indian text from around 200 CE contains quite a bit of knowledge about metallurgy and even ingredients for explosives and salts and sugars. Many Indian texts involving alchemy were written in Sanskrit and have really yet to be interpreted. Although it is known that one goal of this version of alchemy was to attain eternal life and to create a divine physical body.
If you could, would you want to live forever?
No. No, absolutely not. I truly, whether or not, you know, whatever your beliefs are, I think living, better question or follow-up question. Would everyone I know and love live forever as well?
No, it would just be you.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, that would be miserable.
Mm-hmm. Would be a gift and a curse.
I think it'd just be a curse.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you didn't ask about eternal youth. You just asked for eternal life.
Either way, I wouldn't care. Like if I got really old and corrupted and just fell apart, or if I stayed young and beautiful as I am now. No, I wouldn't want to. I mean, it would be horrible to see everyone else slowly grow old and then see generation after generation.
Had to change your name every couple of decades.
Following up with technology. I still don't get Instagram.
You'd be like a reclusive multi-billionaire somewhere in like the mountains.
Yeah, no, not for me. Anyway.
I'm glad we got
back to alchemy. Very.
That was very transformative right there. Yeah.
The Western branch of alchemy that developed on its own, it traveled.
A union, if you will.
Yeah, traveled from Egypt.
You get it? Western Union.
Okay. Traveled
checks
through,
in the mail.
The Western branch of alchemy traveled from Egypt through the Islamic world and eventually made its way into medieval Europe. Now, the Islamic history is much more complete than the Greek predecessor because the records were much more complete in the Islamic world. This was thanks to a gentleman named, and forgive me, Jabir ibn Hayyan, who wrote down his apparati and the processes that he used, much like our modern scientific method. Very impressive.
So that individual had a lofty goal for the creation of life in a laboratory, possibly even human life. He also introduced the first five classic elements of alchemy: ether, air, water, fire, and earth.
Wait, ether?
Yeah.
Like anesthesia ether?
Yeah. Or ether as in the crypto.
Oh, what? There's a crypto ether?
Yeah, Ethereum.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them all together, you get Captain Planet.
NASA.
Reagan. Along with two chemical elements, sulfur, which is characterized as a combustible in nature, and mercury, which showed idealistic metallic properties. Also incredibly poisonous, so.
But it's so tasty.
Yes. Salt was later added to symbolize solidity. And
that was salt that was tasty.
Yeah. You want to wait for the last one.
I read ahead.
There you go.
By the time Europe received the ideas of alchemy, they had centuries of metallurgy and blacksmithing, and they were pretty much the perfect place and time to attempt to perfect the science of alchemy. In Egypt, alchemy was likely the cause for the rise of metallurgy, or the science of producing and or purifying metals. That's what alchemy is. Chinese alchemy focused on medicine more than the other two branches, searching mostly for a grand elixir of immortality. It was thought that gunpowder may have been discovered while attempting to create a recipe for the eternal life potion.
Can you imagine that gunpowder is a byproduct of you searching for immortality?
Here, drink this. Don't smoke! Don't smoke!
You're like, huh. Well, that didn't work.
Why? Right. I guess smoking's bad for you. Who knows?
Now, Oliver DeMille, American author, had said, "What the great mentor is always looking for is a person who is willing to tap his genius, to put it through the refiner's fire, to do the hard work to develop it. Indeed, mentoring is the medieval art of alchemy, turning plain old human steel into hearts and minds of gold."
Changing hearts and minds. I like this guy.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't actually get anything from that quote. It sounded beautiful, but I was just like...
That's what I was going for.
Eyes glazed over even while reading it. I'm sorry. Alchemy is...
What year is it?
What year is it? However, a far-reaching practice, and it's even posited that Sir Isaac Newton had a secret love of studying alchemy.
The apple guy?
Mm-hmm.
With his son and the bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Wait, that wasn't Newton.
Gravity, man. It's pretty heavy. Brings us all down. Alchemy, although virtually a complete pseudoscience, did create or improve upon many concepts and practices used in modern chemistry, some of which were credited to a woman from 200 A.D., which is notable because it was very rare for a woman to participate in sciences at the time. Named Mary the Prophetess, she invented or at least improved upon the water bath double boiler that is still in use in distillation today.
I have one of those for my whiskey stills that I wish I had. Anyway.
Still have it.
Are we still talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Did I win?
I won! Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh.
And Young.
No, I won. At one time in English history, practicing alchemy without a proper license was punishable by being covered in silver tinsel and then executed by hanging from a gilded scaffold.
I was like, the silver tinsel isn't that bad, but then you kept reading.
Well, do you see the irony? Get it? Iron.
That's pretty metal.
Oh, okay. I should know. Okay, so how about for some literary accomplishments? Alchemy, the study of alchemy, appears in the Canterbury Tales as well as Dante's Inferno.
The term magnum opus, which in Latin is for a great work, may have come from alchemy when referring to the creation of the Philosopher's Stone.
Like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That was the original name, you know, Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, I feel like the original name was Harry Potter. Yeah, no, that makes sense. The Boy Who Lived.
Yeah. And yeah. Then we bought a, Whitney wanted a, before you could stream movies online to your TV, Whitney wanted a complete collection of Harry Potter. So the only one I could find on Blu-ray was the UK version.
Did you buy the books when they came out?
No. But so the UK version of the Blu-rays is, the first movie is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. And that's what they say the whole time in the movie. It's so freaky.
And they had to change it to the Sorcerer's Stone for
some
reason.
I don't know if they dubbed it in the US version, or if they reshot the scenes or what, but anyway.
That's interesting. Now, you have a famous alchemist to thank for cleaner medical practices. Paracelsus recommended that the common practice of putting animal feces on wounds to help them heal may, in fact, not be the best idea after all.
Yeah, that probably doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
And then I'm sure like a couple years later, antibiotics.
This has got to help. It came out of that goat. Come on, put it on there.
Ancient medicine, right? Yeah. Leeches.
Now, some alchemists had pretty bizarre beliefs, like the fact that the philosopher's stone, should it ever be found or created, may allow whoever possessed it to talk to heaven and summon angels.
God forbid.
Oh, boy. We have to cut that out. Matches were discovered. Thank you, campers and hikers and whatnot, in part due to alchemy. A German alchemist was experimenting with purifying urine.
Now, what you ever do in your own home is your own business.
Now, that didn't really go too far, but a byproduct of his distillation process he attempted led to the discovery of phosphorus, which is one of the main ingredients in a match head.
Alchemy met its demise, at least in large part, due to the story of Frankenstein. For those who weren't able to hear me correctly, it's Frankenstein. In the story, Dr. Frankenstein bases much of his experiment on the work of famous alchemist. The fact that he was a mad scientist who created a monster abomination was the beginning of the end for alchemy.
Yeah. Now, Paulo Coelho, a Brazilian novelist, possibly said it best when he said, "This is why alchemy exists," the boy said. "So that everyone will search for his treasure, find it, and then want to be better than he was in his former life. Lead will play its role until the world has no further need for lead. And then lead will have to turn itself into gold. That's what alchemists do. They show that when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too."
And that's our short. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we exist within the universe.
And the universe exists within ourselves. We're all the stuff of stars.
So have a stellar day, everyone. And thanks for stopping by our corner of the cosmos.
This has been the Midflight Crisis Podcast. You can support important spaceship repairs and maintenance by subscribing to the Midflight Crisis Patreon page. We'd love to hear your suggestions about the show and future topics, and we appreciate your support, ratings, and reviews. This endeavor isn't possible without amazing listeners like you. Thanks for sharing your space and time with us. We'll see you on our next adventure. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop us a line at intrepidtransfer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.